Hello, I'm ethically sourced Andrew Heaton, and you're sustainably watching Mostly Weekly. Put down the Tide Pod. Congratulations! We survived the government shutdown. This is our 19th shutdown since 1976. When we get 20, we get a free coffee. But brace yourself for another government shutdown. And another, and another, and another. Congress avoided a shutdown this time due to the revolutionary technology of, and I'm not making this up, a talking stick. Apparently, Congress couldn't talk about immigration policy without a talking stick to determine who can talk. Which is juvenile, and I think we can all agree that the... Excuse me, I have the talking stick, Sarah, please, please, would you please, thank you, thank you. Congress stopped the shutdown this time by passing what's called a continuing resolution, which just means that government funding continues as is until Congress actually passes a budget. Continuing resolutions work, but not well. They don't account for reallocating funding if the value of programs has shifted or if they can be retired. And sadly, the last time we went an entire year without resorting to a CR was 1997. We've been running on continuing resolutions since October, and presumably, we'll be running on them up until the Winfrey administration takes over. Now, it's true that many libertarians view the federal government as one big human resources department with guns. And I can understand why you might think a shutdown would be a cause for libertarians to celebrate. But you'd be wrong. Yes, the government is bloated and inefficient, and we should amputate several of its appendages. But a government shutdown doesn't actually accomplish anything. It doesn't shrink the size of federal agencies. It doesn't save money. It's even counterproductive to limited government in the long term. Let me explain. No shrinkage. As soon as the federal government reboots, all the government agencies, drug wars, and bureaucrats are still there. In fact, a lot of them never left. Here are just some of the government functions unaffected by shutdowns. Expense. Nor do we save any money during a government shutdown. Social Security, entitlements, and defense spending don't get their funding cut or reformed. Plus, like something out of the Twilight Zone, government shutdowns actually cost America more than if the government had just stayed active.
Portrait of a country where government costs more to shut down than to actually run. Where non-essential employees get paid in the future for past inactivity. A country within the Twilight Zone.
And shutdowns are expensive. According to Standard & Poor, the U.S. economy lost $24 billion during the 2 weeks of the 2013 government shutdown. That's $1.5 billion per day. How? Shutdowns cause mass inefficiencies that take a heavy economic toll on the private sector. The shutdown delays business transactions requiring federal permits, it postpones court cases, and it restricts travel by withholding passports. Plus, museums and parks can't collect fees, which takes revenue from the agencies and hurts tourism. In 2013, about 40% of non-military federal employees were considered non-essential, and they were furloughed, which is to say, temporarily laid off. But as soon as these forlorn, furloughed federal employees come back, they get back paid. In other words, a government shutdown is basically a mandated, paid vacation for federal employees. So the government winds up spending the same amount that it would have if it stayed open, but without providing the services our tax dollars are paying for. That means veterans may not get their checks, unemployment benefits stop, tax rebates cease, and vacations to our finest national monuments get scuttled. Backlash. A government shutdown may even hurt the cause of small government in the long run. When societies lose faith in their institutions, they tend to embrace authoritarianism. When the government doesn't work, people tend to respond by seeking, you guessed it, more government. It's like trying to drink yourself sober or dealing with playground bullies by giving one of the bullies a chainsaw. It would be great if we shrunk the government, but the government we have should be lean and efficient, helpful and simple. Sort of like a talking stick. The way towards limited government is through debate and legislation and giving people and markets time to adjust. Shutdowns are the opposite of that. They're a combination of partisanship, squabbling, and incompetency, hashtag partisquapetency. The only way past perpetual shutdowns is if our elected leaders act like civil adults trying to solve a common problem. Bipartisanship.